This week is the 34th edition of one of the great small school rivalries in Iowa, Twin Cedars versus Melcher Dallas. While it is not on the same lines as Iowa-Iowa State, Bama-Auburn, Duke-North Carolina, Bears-Packers, you get the idea. Twin Cedars versus Melcher Dallas is anything, especially in football, brings out the best, most intense play on the field. This year, the stage is Melcher Dallas Sports Complex, and the Saints hold a 20-13 lead in the series. But Twin Cedars last season broke a 6-game losing streak in the series, so the Sabres currently have the traveling trophy. Also this season are two first-year coaches in the rivalry who also have distinct connections to each school. Mark Ford has been a Twin Cedars coach for many years in baseball and as assistant in football and many others. And this is the first time as the full-time head coach of the Sabres in this rivalry. He says the rivalry is big because both teams have been so evenly matched throughout the years.
Everybody around the area knows that is a huge rivalry between Twin Cedars and Melcher, and that's definitely one game of the season that both of us would love to win with that traveling trophy at stake. It's been such a rivalry over the years, and it continues, and I think it gets bigger every year because both teams know that we're pretty evenly matched, and it's going to be a good ball game, and all four quarters is going to be played hard.
Melcher Dallas coach Jason Mason not only will coach his first Saints versus Sabres game, but he also played in the rivalry, going 2-2 in the series from 2003 to 2006. He says it was always and still is the biggest game of the year.
It was almost like the Super Bowl, as how I would compare it, you know. And how I say that is ultra-focused, practices were high intensity, because that's what you want to bring to the game when you're going up against a rival like that. And so, it's kind of hard to explain, but the practices would be just off the charts as far as intensity and effort goes and going against one another, because that's what this game means to this community, and that trophy means to this community.
Memories also well up for Mason on a rainy night, and a battle for the district title are some of his memories of the rivalry.
First one was 2004, I believe. That was here in Melcher. I'm pretty sure we had a monsoon during that game for the first half of football. I was long snap at the time, and I remember when I looked back behind me, I couldn't even see where our punter was at. It was raining so hard, and it rained like that for a whole half. I remember I just snapped the ball. I would listen to it until I hear a punt. I'd run down the field, and all of a sudden, I would just see a white and blue jersey come flying out of me out of nowhere. That was probably one of the most interesting memories. I think the best memory, though, is in 2005, when we were down at Twin Cedars. We went down there, and I've never seen so many people at one of our football games. It was a battle for the district championship, for the playoffs. People were tailgating before the game. And when you're on the field, you look around, the whole entire field had people all the way around it in a full 360-degree fashion. I think, if I remember right, there was roughly about 1,500 people at that football game.
While Ford did not play in the Twin Cedars Melcher Dallas rivalry, his sons were active participants. And he remembers, like Mason, that same rainy night in 2004, which, by the way, was won by the Sabres 34-26, and last year's contest, where he had to pinch hit for then-coach Cam Parker due to health reasons.
My two sons, Shay and Tyler, were playing, and it was raining so hard that you could not even see out on the field. And I think our quarterback at the time was Curtis Carlson. I believe it was raining so hard that he even went up under one of the tackles, thinking he was under the center because he couldn't see the ball. Another one, Melcher was over playing at Twin Cedars, and I think it was a tie ball game, and my son Shay was quarterback in that game, and he ran a naked bootleg in around the corner and scored and won the game. And then, of course, the game last year is one that I'll never forget coaching, when we did end up beating them and we got the traveling trophy back home.
Adding to the drama, intrigue, and the fact that both teams want to beat each other badly, the two head coaches are relatives. Mark Ford and Jason Mason are cousins. Both say they will prepare their teams and want to win, but they do realize that they are family.
We're both going to want to win, so we have bragging rights on which side of the family is going to do the bragging. But I wish him all the best. I know they've been down, and it's just tough for Melcher and us to compete against some of these. Some of these schools are coming out with 40-some players padded up, and we have around 20. It's just tough to compete, and we know this game between us means a lot to the kids, means a lot to the fans, and we just want to put on a good show, and the best team will come out on top.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Obviously there's going to be some banter there, I'm sure, but it's going to be a lot of fun, and what I think is probably – the coolest thing about it is, you know, he's looking to change that program around as we are trying to do here in Melcher. And I think that, you know, for the community and the involvement, I think that's why I always encourage everybody to come pack this place Friday night. Because I think we want to bring back the rivalry back to its former glory and encourage the, you know, the attendance and the community involvement from both sides. And I think that's what makes it special for the players, the coaches, and just the rivalry in general.
And what will both coaches tell their teams just before going out and strapping up the helmets and teeing up the ball?
Just kind of reflect on, not even reflect, but just remember who played before you and who's going to play after you. And this is their chance to make a mark on this rivalry, right? Get that trophy back to where it belongs, which is here in Melcher, Dallas, and just have them just stay encouraged with that and just carry that same pride of that field and play with that play after play, down after down, series after series. And at the end, hopefully the outcome will be what we want it to be.
We'll just set them down and get them mentally prepared for the game. You know, explain to them what this game means to everybody. I know it means a whole lot to the kids, and they definitely do not want to lose the ball game. So they know they're going to be putting in extra work this week. We're going to be watching some game film. Just a lot of it, getting them mentally prepared, knowing what they're going into. Play a good, hard, clean game, and best team will come out on top. I just want them to have fun and make memories.
Tonight, for the 34th time, Twin Cedars Sabres battle the Melcher Dallas Saints for the right to be called Marion County 8-man champion. But it is more than just a game. It's bragging rights for a year, and for the seniors, the rest of their lives. Kickoff tonight is at 7. For Football Friday Night on KNIA KRLS, I'm Derek Cardwell.